Welcome to the All Allow It Podcast with Jacob, Adam, and Brett.
What's going on, boys and girls?
What's up?
Hello. I'll be the girl.
Hello.
What are you guys up to? Well, ready?
I don't know. We're ready just sitting around together with the microphone in the face. What are you up to?
Oh, shoot. Well, I took it, you know, upon myself
nice.
To come up with
congratulations.
A true or false game.
Very happy for you.
And it's going to be, I almost said truth or dare. That's a different show.
Oh, boy. Turn the lights off.
But you said it was trivia, not true or false.
True or false.
Oh, I misread the assignment. I thought you said we're doing a trivia game, true or false. I said true. You said, no, we're not doing a trivia game.
No, this is true or false. I never said trivia. I don't even know how to spell trivia, so that takes it out.
He said true or false like 1,000 times, dude.
Did he?
Yeah.
But
like I can text you.
But it's between Jacob and myself?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm out of it this time.
No.
There's always a competition, and I'm always losing, so I decided to make my own game.
Yeah, but you
will you write the directions down for him, please?
Oh, my God. So I'm going to read a question or statement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you're going to guess whether that statement is true or false.
Against Jacob, though. But see, here's the thing that I want on the record. This isn't fair.
Why?
He grew up, I'm looking right at my opponent. You grew up in private schools,
you eyeballed me?
And stuff.
You eyeball me.
I grew up in the ghetto in my city. This is like Rocky Balboa versus the kids from Dead Poets Society. This is not fair at all.
That's it. What's your definition of ghetto? I mean, because it ain't up here.
The ghettos of
Idaho. We only had hot or cold water. Never warm.
Oh my goodness, unbelievable.
That's a pain because I like a lukewarm bath.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, I feel you there.
Spit out of my mouth.
That lukewarm was the water. Ghetto. The croissants were always just slightly crunchy.
That's the worst.
It's croissant.
I like a soggy croissant.
What?
With like ham in it, ham and cheese.
Oh, like
but
a
it's
a
like
sandwich.
Soggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Soggy
I'm going
boys.
To Jackson's after this.
It could be because we're recording in the morning.
We're talking about croissants and you're talking about Jackson's. Gas station.
I just think you want breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I always want breakfast.
Okay, well, Jacob versus me, this is unfair, but okay.
All right, are you guys ready?
Right. I'm going to be so mad if that's the first one. It's true.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me get my reading glasses on.
Dun, 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 dun.
This I will add real quickly, real quick.
Great.
This is my favorite question out of all of them because I can relate.
So who gets this one?
He does. He goes first.
Oh, okay.
So the answer is going to be true.
That would be so bad.
He can relate to it.
True.
Bye, bad.
Okay. Sea otters have a favorite rock they use to break open food. True or false?
True.
Ding. Yep. Give him a point. They keep these treasures in a loose skin under their arms.
So what part do you relate to?
Dude, everything
the
about
the rock
that,
and the loose skin. Hey, you got a little loose skin under here. They're going to keep a rock there.
We don't have a camera, but Adam, lift up your left arm real fast.
Hey, what's
that? All my food will fall out. Okay.
Yes.
Number two. Brett.
Yeah.
The hummingbird egg is the world's smallest egg. True or false?
Ooh. I mean, they're not that big. I don't know.
The wheels are turning.
5 seconds.
I'm going to say false.
And it's true.
Yes! Dang it.
Okay. On the flip side, ostriches lay the largest eggs.
Yeah, but everybody knows that.
Well, that's what they put here. So.
Fun fact, I know somebody who used to work on an ostrich farm.
Here?
I know, he's kind of a local legend.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd like to meet him.
How you doing?
It's him.
You worked on an ostrich farm?
That's right, mate.
How did you not know
what on earth?
You
when?
Thought I was joking?
When did
G'day,
you...
Kappa.
When did you work on an ostrich farm?
Probably before you're born.
Yeah, that checks out. Okay.
It's like that scene in Napoleon Dynamite when he's working at the chicken farm. This is what he did. It's like $1 an hour.
Oh, I love that. We're gonna talk about this later. Okay. Jacob.
Yep.
A dog sweats by panting its tongue. True or false?
It's not sweating, so I'm gonna say false.
It's true.
False.
Yeah. Dang it!
Canines sweat through the glands in their paws.
Oh, I didn't know they had glands.
Not their maws.
Such a dad joke.
Yeah.
These are dad jokes.
Come on, people.
We're off to a rocky start.
Yeah, two for me, none for you.
Okay.
Hey, real quick. It's true that ostriches lay the biggest eggs.
It doesn't help here, bud.
Dang it.
Sorry. Brett.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
South Africa has one capital. True or false?
That is oddly specific. I don't know that much about South Africa.
You know it's in the South.
And it's in Africa.
I'm going to say, wait, the question is, there's only one capital, true or false?
Yes.
I'll say false.
And it's false. It has three. Petaluma, Cape Town, and...
What was that first one?
Yeah, Petaluma. And...
wow.
Bloemfontein, blah, blah. So...
Wow.
There's those ones.
Those of you in South Africa who do listen, because I know for a fact there's a few of you, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's sorry.
He's from North Africa. You know.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Jacob. Okay, come back.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Greenland is the largest island in the world. True or false?
Test.
5 seconds.
Thank you.
True.
And the answer is true.
It's true.
What's the score?
The island is approximately 800,000. It's
big.
It's real big mountain.
Yeah, it's the biggest island out there.
It's three times the size of Texas.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's 836,330 square miles.
Yeah, it's a big one. Now, I know you were homeschooled, but did they do this to you in public school, Jacob, where they tried to teach you Texas was actually the biggest state in the United States? Did they do that to you? Because they did that to us.
No, I went to a real school
that didn't teach
where they actually
I was testing it. See? Academies, guys. Private school. This dude had a credit score of 800 when he was born. Just saying.
Three for me.
One for Brett.
All right, Brett.
Not doing so good.
You need to get up here.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, I thought you were putting my name on the score sheet. You put just team one.
I couldn't remember how to spell it. I didn't know if it was with a C or a K.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, C is the right way. Just say, go ahead.
In this case. Unless you're Jacob Dylan.
Brett.
True. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, my ADD is just kicking in. Let's do it. I'm ready.
The average human sneeze can be clocked at 100 miles per hour. True or false?
I actually feel like it's faster than that, but I'll be safe and say true.
True is right.
Okay,
this one really grossed me out, fellas, because you know how I always do a little thing right after. And be sure to cover your nose. A sneeze can create upwards of 100,000 droplets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Not just that, but because I have severe allergies, I was with my crush in like third grade, like in the library, and I didn't plug my nose, so I sneezed. Everything came out of my nose, onto my mouth, onto my chin, and I was right next to Gabriella. That was her name. Shout out to you, Gabby. Right in front of my crush. Never spoke to me again.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Never
I don't
spoke
blame
to her.
Why would she?
I wouldn't either.
It was a very human thing. I mean, she probably did it at home. Just saying.
Yeah,
it was really gross. But to this day, I will never not plug my nose if I can help it.
Yeah, and he makes this weird noise.
It is funny. It's quite a buildup for like the worst climax of a sneeze ever.
Really?
It's like a cat going.
All right.
It's 3-2, by the way.
Great.
Jacob, are you ready?
Jacob with a C.
The human eye can distinguish 10 million different colors. True or false?
False. Not his eyes.
I don't think either. All three of our eyes couldn't. You said false. And the answer is true.
Yes.
10,001.
The average human eye contains.
I'm not average, so I don't know the answer to average questions.
Three cones sensitive to red, green, and blue wavelengths of light. So there you go.
In Jacob's defense, his glasses, his lens are thicker than your windshield. So.
Hello.
You have a pretty thick windshield, dude. Okay. moving on. Yeah.
3-2
Are you ready?
Though? Yes. Let's get.
I want you to mentally prepare yourself for this one.
All right, I will do my. I'll close my eyes even.
Let's and physically.
Okay.
And physically, yes.
This is a food one.
Okay. Softball, Bush League.
Cheesecake comes from Italy. True or false?
Oh, not cool.
Cheesecake.
I mean,
cheesecake.
Oh man, that's a tough one. I don't think so. I'm going to say false.
And that's correct.
Yes.
False.
I don't even know where
you can think. You can thank Greece for the cheesecake.
Shut up. I love cheesecake.
Dude, it's so good.
It's probably my favorite dessert.
Just like plain white with some cherries on top, dude. Yeah. Oh,
I hate it when it's greasy though.
You've been having the wrong cheesecake.
Because it's from Greece. Not that Greece.
Go Greece.
Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, this one's tricky.
Wait a second.
This is a sports one.
Now I'm ready.
Okay.
Sports?
Every golf ball has the same number of dimples in it. True or false?
I mean, aren't they all made alike? Dimples. 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 I'm going to say false.
And that's correct. Mm-hmm. Golf balls have between 300 and 500 dimples. That's a cute golf ball. Dimples are cute. You know what I mean?
I'm just in awe. Okay.
Dimple.
So
what's the score?
It's 4-3, but you could buy like different golf balls with different dimples.
I don't know.
Like how the that amount works. Of dimples.
Yeah, I'll take the one with 3,000 dimples, please.
It's all the size of a softball. Okay.
Yes.
Brett.
Okay.
President George Washington brought macaroni and cheese to the USA. True or false?
Kraft.
Macaroni and cheese.
The guy who was born in Virginia, raised in America, brought mac and cheese to America? The question doesn't even make sense already. I've seen Hamilton like 20 times.
I didn't write it. I just copied
it. He brought mac and cheese to America. I'm going to say false.
Correct.
He
brought it in his pocket on the trip from England.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what were you doing over there, George?
You can thank Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
But see, that makes sense. He spent most of his time in France before he came back to the States. He
brought it from Paris, France.
Ah, see? There you go. All right. I'm a genius.
Oui.
Jacob, are you ready?
Yes.
Parlez-vous français.
All the kings in a standard deck of cards have a mustache. True or false?
Interesting. I'm looking at Brett.
I'm trying to remember our poker games.
I'll say true.
False.
False. The king of hearts does not have a mustache.
Oh, I thought there was two. Oh, there's only the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't play with those.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I take those out.
We don't like the King of Hearts.
How do I get my... Okay. Oh, I lost my spot.
So what's the score?
I pulled my keyboard up.
We're still tied. 4-4.
4-4.
Great.
Real Jacob. Great.
It's Brett.
Yeah.
Brett.
True.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay. As you sip that right there.
Mm-hmm. Send the check. Red Bull. Let's do it.
Gives you wings, apparently.
Amongst other things.
Pepsi was the first soft drink to be enjoyed in outer space. True or false?
Dang. I mean, I feel like it'd be Coca-Cola. I mean, that's America's drink right there. Well, you did say soft drink, so Tang's out of the question. I get that. I'm going to say false. I'm thinking it's got to be Coca-Cola.
And you are correct in both ways. It was Coca-Cola. Okay. First quenched the thirst of astronauts. Before Pepsi.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Like, it'd be like taking Domino's to space ahead of Pizza Hut. Or Burger King instead of McDonald's.
I like Burger King better.
Oh, they're better. Trust me, they're better. But it's America's fast food.
And I didn't plan this, but it just happened to work out this way. Mm-hmm. Jacob's question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, no. McDonald's?
Dr. Pepper is the oldest soft drink in America.
I mean...
True or false?
I'm looking at the can. We're celebrating our 200th anniversary.
No, it's 1885.
Mm. I mean, soft drinks were invented before that.
I'll say true.
And true is correct. Yes, sir. It was first sold in 1885 in a drugstore in Waco, Texas.
Yep. The only thing that happened in Waco that we know about, yeah. Nothing else happened ever since.
Ready?
Yeah.
We ain't coming out.
We are tight.
Old David Koresh.
We are tight, just for the record, 5-5. But I'm ready. Go ahead.
Brett, are you ready?
Soft serve.
We're switching it up. Sports.
Oh, not good.
Football players started wearing helmets in 1943. True or false?
Are we talking like the more modern helmet or the one that looks like the leather?
Football players started wearing helmets in 1943.
Football players.
Now are we talking soccer? Soccer? 1943.
Football Americano.
I'll say true.
And that would be correct.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
The first helmets were made of moleskin.
Moleskin?
Moleskin.
That's random.
Hey, moleskin. Football, get over here.
Footballs are made of pigskin.
Well, yeah.
Helmets are made of moleskin.
How many moles would it take to make a helmet, though?
A lot of moles.
Because they're not that big, right?
We'll see how many players are on the team. Okay, and times that by two.
It's like 20,000 moles.
A lot of moles died for that game.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Sorry if you're a mole person out there.
If they're a mole person, they're not listening to any podcast. I'll tell you that much.
Jacob.
Mole people.
Are you ready?
Yes.
He looks nervous.
Well, he should be.
His palms are sweaty.
Santa Claus has his own postal code. True or false?
True.
True.
Everybody knows.
In Canada, the postal service has designated H-O-H-O-H-O. Ho, 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 ho. But they did H-O-H pause O-H-O.
Oh, ho, ho.
Ho, ho,
ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. See, that's too close to the that cake. Like that cupcake.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho's? Yeah.
Not really.
Somebody's getting blasted.
Them are good.
Send the check.
Send the check, please, hostess.
It has an official postal code where letters to Santa. Volunteers have been helping Santa reply to the letters for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Dope. Wow.
Thank you, Santa. I just tell him.
You're older than 30, so.
Hey, wow.
That's true.
Thanks for putting that in perspective on it.
Brett. Yes.
Brett, are you ready?
Yes.
Do it.
We're tied 6-6.
The U.S. and Canada celebrate Thanksgiving on the same day.
They do not.
Ooh, very confident. That's true or false.
True or false. That's true that it's false.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. The U.S. celebrates Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday mm-hmm. of November. Canada celebrates the holiday on the second Monday of October.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Canadian bacon.
Typical bass-ackwards of our northern friends.
I wonder if they eat, like, Canadian goose or if they're rocking a turkey. What do you guys think?
Poutine.
Mm-hmm.
Moles.
On the side of
it. Moles. Where do you think you get all those helmets from?
They get the meat, we get the skins.
The mole meat. That sounds...
Fair trade.
That sounds delicious.
Ooh. Send over your skins.
I'll eat the skin.
As soon as that bear hide, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yes.
This is my turn.
Jacob, are you ready?
Jacob, are you ready?
See.
Only two men signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. True or false?
False.
And it's true.
No.
Charles Thompson and John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence. I'm really glad you didn't get that one, because yeah. I know you would know this.
I knew that one, yeah.
I don't believe it still.
The rest
were you there?
Of the 54 delegates signed, over the next couple months.
Yeah, it was over a span of a few months. In fact,
I think it was a month.
People, when they see John Hancock's signature, because his is the largest, people get upset, right? Like, big old ego, this guy, you know, signed his name like this, but you have to remember he was one of the first two signees.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a blank space. That's why his signature is so big.
He's got a nice signature.
That's why they call it the Herbie Hancock.
It's Herbie.
The score is 7-6 in my favor, by the way.
Jacob. I mean Brett.
Did me, yeah.
Jacob Brett.
Jet.
Down here.
That's our celebrity couple name.
Jet.
Jet.
Brett, celebrity couple name.
Benny and the Jets.
All right.
And then Adam's and mine is Bab.
Bab.
Wait, Badam.
Let's not worry about it right
Batum.
Now.
We'll get back
My
to
name,
that.
We'll get back to that.
All right, let's go, Batum.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade in the United States was held in New York City. True or false?
I know they make a huge deal in Chicago about the stupid thing. And then I know New York used to hate the Irish.
Sure.
Need not apply that whole deal.
Sure.
Dang. It's true or false for me. I'll say true. I'll say true.
And it was false. Boston.
Oh, Boston. Really?
Boston Lager.
Boston.
Huh? Yeah. Boston hosted the first St. Patty's Day parade in the U.S. in 1737.
Much older than I actually thought.
Damn. Yeah. I'm from Southie.
Southie. Yeah. Old Boston. Jacob.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
New York is composed of between 36 and 42 islands. True or false?
That's not cool. He's been there.
Been in New York? Oh, yeah, he's been in New York. He's a New Yorker.
New Yorker. It's his favorite pizza, too.
That's a lot of islands. I mean, Chicago. I mean, there's only...
Chaka Khan.
Is it five boroughs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
5 seconds.
I'm going to say false.
And it's true. New York has three main islands, Manhattan, Staten Island, and part of Long Island. And it also has a number of smaller islands within each borough.
That's a lot of islands.
See, I was agreeing with you, actually. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Between, you said 36 and 42?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I just copy and pasted, guys. Feel free to fact check me and let me know.
He bust out his phone. I mean, the point still stands. You lost, but let's continue. Let's continue.
Brett,
let's keep it going.
This is the final question.
What? I mean, I'm already ahead.
No warning?
I'm already ahead anyway.
Kind of snuck up on me. This is it. This is for all the marbles. If you want, I could look up a little more for a tiebreaker.
No. The podcast, we got things
respect
to do.
The time.
No nope. 5-point questions?
We talked about this. No, absolutely not. No, dirty dogs.
Okay. Shoot.
Brett.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
When exiting a cave, bats always go in the direction of the wind. True or false? I feel like Jacob knows this.
It's the way he's looking at me.
Yeah.
It's that very cocksure, like,
I'm just thinking the score, like, it matters. You already won.
He didn't give you a word. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but when it comes to a cave, it's a funnel. So the wind is always going in anyway. So technically, the bats are going against. I'm going to say true.
And it's false.
Dang it. I went against my own logic and I lost.
Bats always turn to the left out of a cave.
To the left?
Like Zoolander.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
Well, that's it.
I didn't put it in my notes to make a warning. And it wouldn't have mattered anyway because he was smoking you anyway.
Smoking me.
I'm going to drink this Red Bull champagne.
Wow.
I pee excellence. Yeah. Just saying.
Anyway, that was all I have for my. What did you guys think? Did you have fun?
Well, no. I lost.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, dude.
You won a few times.
Well, yeah, but I had to cheat.
Well, he cheated for you. That's why we discussed it. None of that five point question.
We've decided to put that to rest. The 5-point, unless I'm in the competition.
Right? It's whoever asks the question gets to decide.
Well, I had fun personally.
Well,
I had a blast.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
It's to the left.
Yep, bats to the left.
Bats to the
left. Let me get a T-shirt. That just sounds like a good slogan. Bats to the left.
We should have named our podcast that. Bats to the left.
Great.
Jacob, Adam, and Brett.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Feel free to drop us a like or comment on what you guys think. We appreciate you. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Adios.
Bye.
This has been another All Allow It podcast with Jacob, Adam, and Brett. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, and like us on Facebook.